physician, 21st of March, patient Adrienne, A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E, Green, G-R-A-E-N, date of birth 3/21/1988. Adrienne Green was seen for evaluation of hyperprolactinemia and pituitary microadenoma, per paragraph. In 2014, she was diagnosed with pituitary microadenoma in New York City and has subsequently moved to Michigan, period. Paragraph. She has seen other specialists who have told her that she does not ovulate, period. She does not have an expressible breast discharge, per paragraph. Current medications, carbergoline 0.5 milligrams twice per week, period. She states that she has had no periods for about 9 months, but has been on the oral contraceptive pill up until June 2021, per paragraph. Family history, non-contributory, per paragraph. Socialist, recalling she is a CPA, who does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable, trust systems evaluated. On examination, blood pressure 122 over 70, common weight 185 pounds, BMI is 31.7, period of the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, with normal abdominal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the heart syndrome of the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I reviewed recent lab tests, which included prolactin level of 32.3, comma, which is slightly higher than normal, period. Impression. Pituitary microadenoma with persistent mild hyperprolactinemia appears. She also has a secondary amenorrhea, per paragraph. I have increased the carbergoline to 1 milligram twice weekly to try and normalize her periods and hopefully reestablish periods, per paragraph. I've asked her to return to follow-up in about 6 weeks' time for further assessment, per paragraph. Next patient. Teresita. Oh, sorry, cancel that.